You may know that the Vikings beat Columbus to America, but did you know Columbus wasn't the second, but the third European to reach North America? You may have heard the 13th Amendment ended slavery, but did you know it is still legal and practiced in the United States? You may have a favorite dinosaur, but did you know none of these are dinosaurs? Learn the truth behind these and much more in my new book, Facts That Aren't True. Link in the description.
Can I get your age and your religious affiliation?
It seems like you know who I am. Why do you need to know that?
Because I document every single person.
Oh, okay. I'll be 34 on Saturday, and I am not a member of a religion.
Planet, happy early birthday, but I have a genuine request. Can you step away from the mic a tiny bit?
Yeah, I had my gain turned all the way up. That's why it should be better now.
That is a religion, That's his religion.
Yeah, that's not true.
Yeah, his religion. Calm down. Give it a second.
It's not a religion. There's no bureaucracy with the supernatural, and we don't believe in the supernatural. Religions do that. This is not a religion.
Chill, dog.
Well, then stop lying. It's dishonest to be a liar.
I'm not lying. Give me a second. You don't even know what my argument is to this. Before you're calling me a liar, you don't know if I could say something that could convince you. Let me finish.
I know the definitions of words. Your argument isn't going to prove anything.
Damn, you're already lost.
Let's just pause, reset, let Theo say what I'm trying to say.
He's popped up and debating newbie Christians. So it's all good.
It's good, Justin. Yeah. Let's just go. We're having a good quarter discussion.
But Theo's that's what I was going to...
And boom. We're good.
That's what I was about to do. Thank you, Kovi, but I would like to do it on my own, establish my own like little thing here. So Planet Peterson, right? One, you could just say that you're an atheist. It makes it simple, right? So to explain to you what I'm doing.
I did say that.
You didn't say that.
Never mind.
Exactly. See, you're ready to just contest me and interrupt before we even had a conversation. Stop, right? Chill out, take a breath. Approach me like a rational adult.
I'm literally not even talking.
I know. But this is what I'm saying, right? And I'm going to have to do this.
You can't spend 5 minutes telling somebody who isn't talking to chill.
Anywho,
did you say you had an argument?
With that being said, what I'm doing here is documenting different people's beliefs and seeing why they believe what they believe, because I think it actually does have a physical, tangible effect on the world. So with this being said, I understand that you have your definition of religion, but there is no consistent sociological definition of religion. And what I have observed of the actions of atheists is that they act in a very same similar structured way to a religion without recognizing that they are. So I use a different definition, which is a set of criteria that makes up a religion, and atheism would be included into that. Yes. And it's more accurate.
So what's to stop me from just redefining what you believe in and then claiming that you actually aren't the member of a religion?
You can try.
What's stopping you? I mean, you could, but then you would have to apply it to everybody. It would have to apply to everybody. If I'm not a part of a religion, literally no one is.
Accept the challenge.
I mean, then you just said.
No, I would just claim that according to the way I define it, that's not the case.
Mm-hmm. You said you put atheism.
Yeah, but I'm defining it by a set of objective criteria, right? I'm not defining it by my fifis. It's a by criteria that I see that every single religion has, right? The common denominators, and guess what? Atheism, that grouping of people, have those common denominators along with all of that. So it more accurately describes. Thank you. That would be a better question, like what? But it accurately describes atheism. Those common things would be an epistemological, ontological, metaphysical claim grounded in an axiological nature, right? So it has to be foundational to who the person is. It also has to have claims about how they know things, has to have claims about the metaphysics. It also has to have claims about what makes stuff up, right? Like what stuff is. When you have all of those grouped together, right? And it's core to who you are, as in it cannot get any more reduced than that, then you have a religion, right? Like, for example, you cannot reduce anything further than God. It's called the God axiom, There's nothing that you can do past God, because God would be the foundation to all things. Just the same way to your not God would be the foundation to whatever you believe, so on and so forth. Just the same thing for Buddhism, Hinduism, everybody else, right? So it actually, like, you know, applies to everybody. I think it's fair and standard. That's how we do science, right?
That is not how anybody does science.
What? We don't try to find something that we don't try to see if a phenomena applies in every single circumstance before we say it's a real thing.
No, Dingo, get your.
That's
guys,
right? Not what you said. Exactly, although you said quite a lot, so maybe that's the source of the confusion. But no, scientists don't go around probing other people's metaphysiological whatever axioms in order to do science. Well, so that's what I thought you meant. I still don't even know what you mean by that's how we do science.
Also, the thing that you said about...
Oh, okay, I see. You just didn't understand what I said, so you're going to misrepresent me. That's fine.
But
that's
no, you spoke for about 5 minutes, and then you said, and that's how we do science. So it's hard to know which of those things was the thing that science is.
In 5 minutes, you couldn't retain 4 sentences? That's crazy.
The problem is, too, that you said that science looks to test these things under every condition, and that's not correct.
The verification principle is long neglected.
Yeah, unless you're saying that science has tested an issue under every conceivable condition, which is impossible, because how would we test it on the surface of a neutron star? You're saying that actually science doesn't know anything because it can't actually test a subject on every conceivable.
Well, that's why we accept the philosophy of Klein, or as Popper's, I think, maybe. That's we accept the falsification principle.
What science is, unless you're just changing the definition again.
I'm not changing the definition of science, right? Because then, by your own roots, you don't know anything, and you cannot know anything. There's nothing that you can know. So whenever you say, says literally your definition.
What's my definition that you somehow know?
I literally went off.
I didn't even talk. I'm not talking to you. Hold up. Facts and stats. Stop. Because now I'm talking to two different people, right? Planet Peterson, don't white knight for facts and stats. Facts and stats, don't white knight for Planet Peterson, right? I'm doing this because y'all seem to have the same side, but opposing arguments. I'm not saying that you're saying that, but if you want to, this is what Facts and Stats is saying and presenting in your defense to try and justify what you're saying. So unless you're going to back what he's saying, shush. Anywho.
What? I wasn't defending Facts and Stats. I was responding to what you were saying.
Exactly. Right?
You're no kidding.
I know you was responding to what I was saying.
Okay, well then that nullifies your whole tantrum there.
You just said exactly to a thing that's opposite of what you just said. So you're...
Dog. I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do this with you. I don't even know why you're up here. I'm going to drop you because you're annoying, right? Responding to me can be in your defense. Both of these statements can be true at the same time. They're not contradictory.
It's not up to you to decide that, though.
It is, though, right? It is.
No, you don't speak for that person.
I don't
know what their intentions were.
I do, because I've talked to Facts and Stats before. This is like Planet Peterson. You know what you're doing? You're going up to a psychologist and being like, hey, how dare you diagnose your patient with schizophrenia? You don't know what's going on in his head.
This is just the hubris. So what do you want to talk about? Or what questions do you have for me?
What hubris?
Unless you just don't want to talk to me.
Yeah, I do. I want to know
I've
why
barely
you
said anything, so nice
I
want try.
To know why you... Yeah, you have said a lot, though. I want to know why you choose not to believe in God. That's my answer.
Nobody's question. Ever given any remotely good evidence or arguments for it existing.
So why do you... Yeah, but that's subjective. So why are you choosing that? Why are you choosing them to not be good?
And why remotely? That's... Why you qualify that with the word remotely?
You're asking me why did I choose to be unconvinced of the evidence and arguments that have been presented to me?
Yeah. Why'd you choose
In a sense, I would say nobody chooses to be convinced of arguments or evidence.
Oh, you can't.
But I just personally find them to be devoid of any substance or anything.
You can't control yourself.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
Yeah, so
I can't control myself.
I don't believe that.
Go ahead and don't believe in God. He is risen. Go ahead and do that.
We have higher standards than
that. No, you can't do that. That's what I thought.
Stop. We're not going to do...
Risen, quit white knighting for the host.
Planet Peterson, stop. White knighting
for the host. I'm actually a totally different question.
4chan atheist, stop talking because your mic is annoying. Planet Peterson, please, I confer with Dingo. I have my headphones in. Either back away from your mic or lower the volume on it. Please. Thank you.
Sorry.
It's okay. It's okay. But you're like hitting the static and like I have my headphones in. It's in my ears. It hurts. I don't like it.
Wait, Theo, what do you mean by choose?
I gotcha.
What do you mean by choose?
Hold up, proposition. Give me a second. I'll introduce you and 4chan so that you guys can join in on the conversation. I don't mind, again, interruptions on the smite grid, but I don't want it to be blatant and overbearing, right? Also, give me some time to formulate a sentence, because if y'all rush me, that's when I go and I start ranting, right? So I can't do it in 1 or 2 minutes with it making sense with y'all ranting. So it's going to take some time. So I don't like the interruptions on major events. With that being said, proposition, can I get your age and your religious affiliation?
Yeah, I'm 25. I'm an atheist.
See, I love that. Look how easy that is. Makes life simple, right? 4chan, can I get your age and your religious affiliation?
35, and you should see at the end it says 4chan atheist.
Okay, you're an atheist. Hey, man. You don't have to be so feisty, you know? Do you, though. Be feisty. Anywho, what was your question, proposition? Sorry, can you restate it?
What do you mean by choose? You say we choose.
Okay.
Logically.
I say choose as in, like, you make a decision on, right? Like, you make a conscious or sometimes unconscious decision on something. So, like, for example, you choose to eat a cake, right? You don't really choose hunger. That's just something that's happening to you. But you do choose to eat a cake.
Does this require
spaghetti or anything else?
Oh god, does this require like some leeway freedom or like libertarian free will?
I have no idea what those words are.
Libertarian free will, like, it would lack the explanatory power, so you're not choosing anything really there.
Yeah, because if it's like you're asking for like a compatibilist sense of my free choice, I'm just gonna reference my brain states and my environmental.
I think what he means by atheist choose is that we have, like us atheists, we have some propositions for that, like some like evidence presented in front of us, and we're choosing contrary to the evidence, which I disagree with fruitionally.
I mean, like, yeah, you're choosing contrary to the evidence. I choose to confirm the evidence, right? Like, I made that choice. I'm like, you know what? I accept this. This is true, right? That was a choice of mine. Otherwise, you're saying that was not a choice either.
The like, main this contention just
happened
is,
to me or somebody.
The way I heard proposition, it didn't sound like compatibilism. It sounded like determinism.
Justin, I think the main way that we want to discuss this is like.
Compatibilism
hold
is.
Hold up. Can things.
Yeah, compatibilism does accommodate determinism with free will. Yeah, but I think the main issue here is like when we say an individual is choosing their belief, I think the entailment there is that we're kind of neglecting this idea that individuals are convinced of their belief. There's going to be some threshold that is subjective to the individual. You index it to them that convinces them of some certain proposition. They then change their propositional attitude, or they affirm some propositional attitude. The question then is, if it is a choice, are you then Theo and Risen and all the atheists, sort of the theists up there and Justin, are you committed to the idea that there could be some evidence out there that commits you evidentially to this proposition God doesn't exist? And if it was presented to you, would you then say God doesn't exist? I would assume you'd say no.
Yeah, but I mean, see,
it
but
would
then,
have to be pretty strong evidence. I don't have any empirical evidence that says that he doesn't exist.
The question is, so even if you were convinced of evidence, would you change your belief, or would you choose to still believe in God? Because if it's a choice, then it wouldn't matter if I surpass your threshold of being convinced.
I'm just using the atheist argument. Like, I need to have a threshold that is overcome by evidence.
Can you be convinced of propositions, Risen? Can you
present evidence that God doesn't exist? And let's test it out.
I can give you arguments that your God doesn't exist, but that's completely peripheral. The question is there specific like things that you can be... can you be convinced of things? You don't previously believe, and then you believe them because you're convinced of some proposition. Is that fine? You agree with that? Okay, that's true. So there's a proposition God exists, and can I convince you to hold a negative attitude towards it based on surpassing that threshold of evidence? Is that possible?
In a synthetic way, yes.
I don't know what it means to be in an analytic way. I don't know how you can analytically... Okay, sorry, just to make sure it would be purely... your proposition... If your attitude held towards proposition is going to purely be...
Meaning in your hypothetical, yes, it's not, but in the real
world...
Your
belief in it is not contained in the definitions. I don't know what it means to be analytic.
Yeah, in the real world, no. In your hypothetical analogy...
In the real
story,
world, no?
Yes.
So you're saying there is no evidence in this world that surpasses... Okay, anyways. Okay, that's fine. I'm purely speaking modally. I'm purely speaking modally. Let's say there is some evidence that surpasses your threshold.
Can unicorns exist? Yes.
Yeah, so it surpasses your... So I'm saying there's a threshold, which I can convince you is a modally possible world, that God doesn't exist. Therefore, analytically entailed, you don't believe God exists, right? In that world.
In that world, yeah.
So can you then, in that world, choose to believe God exists?
Yeah. Yeah, people choose to believe things that they're not convinced of all the time.
Let me finish.
Maybe you'll get it. If you have evidence that your wife is cheating on you, you can choose to believe it or not. She can be like, "But baby, it wasn't me. It was some other person." You're like, "No, I have you on camera. I hear your voice. I know it's you." And you're like, "You know what? I just choose not to believe that."
Evidently,
you can choose what you believe.
There's the entailment there. If I don't believe it, I'm not convinced of it. That is the analytical entailment.
No, you
can still. If I'm not convinced of it, I don't believe it. If I'm not, I don't believe it. I'm not convinced.
You can be convinced that it's happening, but choose not to believe it.
If I'm not convinced of it, I don't believe it. That is analytical entailment. Yeah. I don't know what it means to say I'm convinced. I don't know.
This doesn't make any sense.
You have truth, and then you have belief, right? So to believe something is true, first you have to believe it, right?
Wait,
truth can be
fine. Convinced.
Incorrect. Highly incorrect.
Hold up, but like this is the thing that I'm trying to say though. Hold up, because it's like a bunch of y'all just jump in. It's supposed to be just
incorrect.
Resident Dingo. Incorrect. Anywho.
Well, I choose not to believe that.
I know you do. To add on, right?
That proves my point.
Yes, we know. We understand that you choose to believe, right? Because if you're saying that people don't choose to believe something, right? They have no choice in this. This is just some natural consequence of either their environment or themselves. Then that means that beliefs in and of themselves are like no belief is actually true. You cannot come to truth at all. Right, because every belief would be a result. Because every belief would be a result of the environment and irrationality. Right,
welcome
there would be
Hegel.
No belief that could be true. There could not be.
Let me ask you this.
That's literally false.
Do you believe?
No, because everybody would be right.
Theo,
right, because everybody is experiencing a different thing.
If truth exists, there would be some people that are aware of some truth propositions and some people that reject some truth propositions.
Okay.
People would know.
I knew you were
going to
say proposition.
True.
Okay, but do I have to accept the truth?
No, you can live
you,
in fantasy.
You don't.
No, I don't have to accept the truth, right? I can choose to be Delulu, right?
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if
you
I
also
can
don't choose to
so
choose
then,
what you,
you
believe
you ready?
In.
You ready though? Right,
because
right.
You'd have to want to choose to believe in something.
I would
and
hope
you don't
like
meta
in,
do that.
I'd hope in like.
What do you mean
faith,
want to want? Just
want
if, you,
to,
if I want to want something, that just means I want something, right? Like I want to
no.
want something. That don't make sense.
No,
then
I
was now we're just
no
going
because
ad infinitum.
You,
bro, you could reject.
I can explain this to
you
if you would like.
Or not.
Yeah, no. So I would like for you to explain it to me, or rather, Rizzo, go ahead.
Well, I would say no, because I mean you are literally rejecting the proof that you have of God right now. Like you can be convinced of anything.
I don't have any proof.
And then
of
just
God.
Reject it. And just be like, nope, I don't want to. Like for example,
you have empirical, objective, verifiable, observable,
you have
evidence,
empirical,
no
objective, verifiable evidence that God does not exist. Then shut
Wait.
Your trap.
Objectively
dude.
Yeah,
verifiable,
yeah, the Bible proves that your God doesn't
this
exist.
List that this,
oh my
this dogmatic
it's actually
list
really
that
easy.
He does his list all the time, man. He does some paradox
he
lie. He's an objectionable, empirical, verifiable, peer-reviewed. He has this
question.
Whole long list that he cannot substantiate his own worldview on.
I got an argument, bro.
It's philosophical, logical.
Hold up, Kobe. Hold up.
Literally,
hold
Genesis
hold up,
proves
hold
your God doesn't
because,
exist.
Because we're going on one at a time. I just need this. So, like, I get what you're saying, right? But at the end of the day, it's not wanting to want something on a metaphysical level. I'm just saying that you, because at that point, all beliefs are wanting to want something, right? That's just how it would be in an offset. So ignoring that foolishness.
I was.
You want.
No, I was talking.
Believe,
I was talking
want,
more about the idea
that
you choose
there,
to believe
you
something.
You want to believe.
You'd have to choose
exactly.
to choose.
Exactly. You don't choose to choose. But like, you know what? I'm not even going to get on
there. You just proved my point.
I don't care. I don't care. I didn't prove your point. Because everything you're saying is my point.
No, you did.
Shut up. Shut up for a second. Shut up. Shut up. Because I was quiet for you. I was quiet for Risen. I was quiet for Kobe. I was quiet for Fortune. I was quiet for everybody. Can y'all be quiet for me? Please?
You've interrupted every one of us, so that's false.
No, I haven't.
Interrupted every one of us, so that's false.
No, I haven't. Y'all haven't. I have not interrupted y'all.
Look, now you don't get interrupted at all. You can chat all you want. I kicked them out. And you can chat all you want in the comment section, and no one will interrupt
you. Let's be real. Peterson, smart dude, drives engagement. I don't know why you kick him. You can have a genuine engagement.
Listen, stop white knighting. That's the host's rule.
I care about actual intellectual conversation. And if you're going to consistently interrupt, then how are we going to have an intelligent conversation?
Let's just move forward.
Exactly. So let me reestablish groundworks.
Let's be up here with five people and three people, and we'd be up here for 3 or 4 hours. I care about engagement.
I would like to.
Exactly. So stop. Hold up, Kale. Because I need to establish ground rules, like, as the host. Right, y'all need to understand something. I am probably one of the most fair hosts. There's more atheists on this panel than there are Christians, right? I don't discriminate. I let Muslims up, Satanists up, every single person. So I need y'all to stop treating me like I'm some run-of-the-mill fucking scrub that y'all can talk down to, okay? I am the host of this platform. I am to keep order and reason within this platform. Yes, I join in and talk with y'all. But if I am muting people and I'm putting people to the side and I'm saying stop, it is not because I'm trying to be a dick or I just want to express my point. It's literally because y'all are interrupting. That's what I had to do. I've had to stop y'all from interrupting Dingo. I've had to, who's an atheist, by the way. I had to stop y'all from interrupting Risen. I had to stop y'all from interrupting Justin. I had to stop y'all from interrupting each other because y'all are both doing that. White knighting. Planet Peterson, so you know, is a tactic of interruption and is a form of group gish galloping, right? That is why I'm saying it. Risen is not white knighting because he's not going on to a different point. He's staying on the point that we're at.
Sorry, right? Dingo.
When two people, proposition, please don't. When two people are doing that, right? When two people are doing that, it causes more people to do it. It's just disruptive for the live, right? Let's not do that. I'm going to explain my point on what we was talking about. I'm going to try and stay focused. If you interrupt me, I don't care if you drive engagement or anything like that. It shows to me that you're a bad faith actor and you're doing this for views, clicks, and likes, and money. So I'll just drop you and I'll move on with my life. You understand? Does that make sense? You confer?
Yes.
Awesome. That's all I needed. We're not going to talk about the conversation anymore. You're not going to talk about my behavior unless it's something new. You feel like I offended you on something new or offended somebody else on something new, right? Conversation is moot. We're going to restart and refresh with this all in mind. Everybody in favor? Hello?
I'm talking to the panel. You get to say
yay, I yes, anything. Confirmation or rejection? That's what I want
to
know.
To change
no, we're
the topic.
Going back to the original topic. We're going to the
confirmation
number one. All right, unless you want to talk to number two.
What?
Well, we're staying on to the panel.
Do you have any deconstructionists?
I would love an argument for that if anyone has one.
By one, do you mean the number one thing on your screen?
If you have one.
Yep.
No.
May I offer a proposition statement?
Sure.
I think, generally speaking, this is like an ethical point of view, but I think, generally speaking, everybody in the world is just trying to make sense of reality, life, things, in some way. Is that generally agreeable? People are trying to make sense of the world around them?
Yeah, yes. That's why we host lives like this and have these types of conversations.
Okay, cool. I'm glad we can agree on that. I think that in the pursuance of this truth, whatever, like reality, you grow up you're taught certain things because you exist in a society and your community has influences on you and you're given ideas at birth. In pursuing truth, you have generally two choices, in my opinion. Maybe there's more. I don't want to get into that. But the two that I think people have is whether or not they're trying to maintain an allegiance to whatever truths they have gained from the course of their development, or whether or not they're actually interested in finding out the truth of reality, the world, society. What that means
is this guy is trying so hard to sound photosynthesis.
Trying to find the truth, even if it you don't like it and it causes issues for you, or you are trying to maintain a truth because you need it to be true.
I just said that's a prejudice in an individual's beliefs.
Why individuals? Yeah, so either. Oh, my bad. Go ahead, Dingo.
I'm just asking Nate, is it saying there's like some prejudice in what individuals believe, and perhaps they'll try and manipulate like observed information to try to conform to that belief, that prejudice?
Yes. You already hold something to be true, and you are warping everything about your experience to keep that truth.
Yeah, I think every individual does that.
If that's the case, then every individual chooses their beliefs, like I said.
There are people who do that.
Truth is typically cashed out as what's satisfiable.
Doesn't
take
There you go.
Truth is cashed out as what's satisfiable. So that's just going to be independent to the person. I don't know who doesn't live their life by what satisfies them. Who doesn't do that?
I don't know why we'd accept that, because it could be the case that I'm getting cheated on, and that's something that is unsatisfactory. Nevertheless, the truth.
No, that. So
can I ask a question
The truth of the proposition is the case, right? But whether or not you accept the proposition is a different.
I get. Go ahead, Pete.
Who wanted to ask the question?
Which group?
I'm just called Pete.
Peterson.
I think Pete's
a lot of people call me Pete. I don't care. Which group of people do you think changes their mind more often? Secular, atheist, skeptical people, or religious people?
Probably.
Well, you would have to say, right? And this is where it comes on to you, right? It's not groups of people like secular or Christian or anything like that, because secular is a part of this. There's secular people who won't change their mind at all. I've talked to many of them. They will never change their mind, no matter how much evidence.
I know. But don't look at individuals. Look at
the most disingenuous question.
Yeah, I'm looking at the group, and you know what? That's what
I'm saying.
Who's most likely to own a boat? A millionaire, or someone that makes $20,000 a year?
If disingenuous,
you're already the right person.
Find
me a skeptical atheist, and I might side with you.
I think I don't think it's disingenuous to just say there's an evident answer to the question.
Because it seems that the only way you treat the God hypothesis as a vacuous truth, which means you don't feel that you need to go out to reality and evaluate the proposition.
Wait, Theo, can you?
I don't think if you're going to treat God claims as vacuously truth, you can hold that as a skeptical person.
Contrary to modern science.
I think they both change their minds, but the atheists are definitely going to do it more frequently.
I change my beliefs all the time.
So if we're looking for a worldview that permits somebody to hopefully be guided more approximately to the truth, and we know that our senses are fallible, the skepticism route, where people change their minds more often, seems to me a conducive route to that, whereas the religious person is dogmatic in their religious beliefs. And notice I didn't say Christian, I just said religious person.
I know you said religious person, right? But this is what I'm trying to say. Unless you're saying that somebody, I don't think that somebody can not be religious. I think everyone has a religion. It's impossible to not be religious, because the very same things that you're talking about, every single individual person does, right? So like, for example, you could say academia is skewed you could say academia is skewed towards atheism and its presuppositions and its beliefs. So of course it's going to look like to it, to atheists, as if they are somehow not are maintaining this to the most amount of truth. They're changing their minds most often because that's what they're saying, right? But to everybody, every single Christian does this. Like, for example, every single person does this, whether they're believers or not. For example, inside the Christian faith, it would example as the Trinity doctrine, right? It would example as the other doctrines that evolved through the church fathers. With Islam, this comes through the Hadiths, right? Everybody has an evolution of their ideas. No one's ideas are ever stagnant, right? It doesn't work like that. So I see it as a false dichotomy. Hold up. I see it as a false dichotomy because you're trying to make me choose between two choices, but both sides do the exact same amount in the exact same way. Analytical people tend to change their minds more often. It doesn't matter if they're Christian or atheist or secular or whatever, right? It's not about the groups of people. That's why I'm saying it's a fallacious question. I confer with Justin.
It's not fallacious, and you just changed my criteria in the end there.
Wait, where's the empirical data?
I have a couple of questions for you if that's okay.
By the way, maybe if I read the study, I'll appreciate it more.
Can we let him finish real quick?
Well, I just want the study that he's bringing up, so I don't see what's wrong with that.
I didn't even hear what he said.
I wasn't bringing up a study. I asked what everybody's opinion was.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Keep going.
Yeah, but you asked everyone's opinion on a bad question.
It wasn't a bad question, but that's just my opinion. And feel free to disagree and claim victory. I don't care. But you were talking about the academia is skewed towards secularism.
Yes.
Or you said something to that effect earlier, right?
Okay. Yes.
So let's say that you're a historian, you're an academic, and you're going to study a region like the Middle East. Now, famously, the Middle East is the hub of Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. Which religion should this person take precedent over when trying to study this religion to try to figure out what really happened in this place? Or should they just be an unbearable skeptic and go in assuming that none of these miraculous religious claims, narratives are true? The people I can believe that a person named Jesus and Muhammad and whatever existed, but we're going to discount the actual miraculous claims study it.
Okay.
So which should they do?
You kind of cut out a couple places, so you might have to repeat the thought analogy for me. But if I gather it, if you're saying please just repeat it for me. I'll just have you repeat it. It'd be better. I don't want to misrepresent
you. Sorry about that. So you're a historian,
mm-hmm.
and you're a scholar. And you're going to study the Middle East, which is famously a mix of Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. Should they take precedent over one of those religions to try to understand historically what happened in that place? And that would include the miraculous claims of that one religion. Or should they be a skeptic about all of them and go into it? I would think that would be a more open-minded sense.
First of all, both sides would be open-minded. I can go into conferring with the Christians and being open-minded and changing my mind. But the whole point is, to answer your question, I think that he should go in with what most comports with reality, right? Individually striking. It's a little bit more work to do, right? But individually seeing if their ideas are correct. So he should do an internal critique to find out if their ideas are valid. Right. And the one thing that you do need to understand, too, especially when we're talking about religions, some religions need other religions to be right in order for it to be right. So like, for example, Christianity, we need Judaism to be right. So Judaism and Christianity are going to back each other because we need each other to be. Well, they don't need us, but we need them to be correct, because if they weren't correct, Christianity falls apart, because that's what we're basing it off of. We're saying we're the completion of their religion. Right. So you would have to have accurate reporters and take data as it is. But this is what I'm trying to say. It's not the skepticism that's like tied to a secular person, right? It's just somebody who is skeptic. You being secular doesn't make you more skeptical. And you're not more likely to be more skeptical because you're a secular. I'm a highly skeptical person. That's why I host these panels and debate y'all, because I don't believe that you lack belief. I don't believe that you chose your belief, that you don't choose your beliefs. I am skeptical of the things you're telling me. But you just think because I'm religious that I somehow am dogmatic. It's not dogma. It's what you're claiming it to be. That's what I'm like calling out here, man. So that's what I'm saying. It's a bad question. That's what I'll end off with that. It's a bad question on the lobster.
Jeez.
I think we disagree on too many definitions of words for this to be conducive to a debate.
Oh, it's not that we disagree on definitions of words. I go by other people's definitions usually. Except for the only thing I don't is religion, because I'm trying to establish a more grounded definition of religion that actually accurately describes every single religion. What I said about religion accurately describes every single religion. It just so happens to also include atheism for whatever reason, right? It does pop up as being a religion under that definition. And people don't like that because they don't want to be associated with dogmas, with biases, with religion, the big bad that's just believing things with no evidence, right? Atheists want, and I'm not saying this to be a dick, but like atheists in publicity, they want to be known as the rational, reasonable people, as if they have the coinage on knowledge, or if they have the coinage on logic and reason. Y'all are not the only ones with these things, dog, and you're not more likely to have them because you're an atheist. Dogma. That's like saying I'm likely to be a better athlete because I'm black.
And the dogma is that you're putting atheists in a religious category when the definition of atheism is literally to lack belief in
a certain religion. You can lack belief. For example, in Zoroastrianism, it's not a requirement to believe in any of the gods in order to be a Zoroastrian. It is also not a requirement to believe in any of the gods to be a Hindu. It's not a requirement to believe in any of the gods to be a Buddhist. But yet all three of these religions have gods, right? And you can still be all three of these religions. So I'm not understanding you, right? You're just making a different claim than I am.
Have we defined a religion so far? Did I miss it? Did we define
religion? I did. We did at the very
There's
start,
no Buddhist god, by the way.
Yes, there is. But it's atheist.
No, there is
not
no Buddhist god.
Not how Westerners practice it, but Eastern, yes, it's a god model. It's a deistic model.
Wait, can we define religion?
Not even just a deistic model. It's like they have active gods because the Buddha acknowledged that there were gods. He just said that they weren't the path to enlightenment. You don't need to follow them to get to enlightenment. You can do it on your own.
Can we define religion? Like some category that's going to accommodate
a system of beliefs and practices that relate to humanity,
He was asking me because he wants to know what I'm using to that includes atheists. So what I'm saying is a religion would be a grouping of three claims bound together through its axiological nature. So its foundational nature. That would be it has a claim of how we
axiological means value.
My bad. Let me just say
I've made the same mistake many times. Axiomatic and axiological, I made the same mistake.
Yeah, you said axiological.
There we go. Yeah, axiomatic. It's wrapped up in an axiomatic framework, right? So it would be claims on how we know things, claims of what we are, and it would be claims on the metaphysical wrapped up in an axiomatic framework. So it has to be foundational to who you are or to your beliefs as a whole, right? And when you say this, it can only exist in this proposition, either God does exist or he does not exist, irregardless of how you feel about that proposition. That is a true dichotomy. That's a real dichotomy. Either he does exist or does not. And you're going to fall on one of those two ends. So that's the foundation right there, the accepting the axiom of God. From there, how do you know things?
The axiom is
people would say things through science and such.
The axiom is just having a propositional attitude. That's it.
Without
but
it needing to be like
you don't need to get into like parameters, etc. But like I'm just saying, if your definition for religion is that individuals have a propositional attitude towards God, anyone that has an attitude towards the proposition God exists is part of religion, I guess, for lack of a better
term. Yes, they're all expressing.
If that's your definition of religion, no atheist disagrees. We have a propositional attitude, but that's just not how we define. Like that's not how I define religion.
I know, because this is what I'm trying to say, right? There's a colloquial definitions that we do for these debates and conversations and da-da-da-da, and then we have definitions that we do for science. And then this is why I try to say, yeah, I know I may not be the most articulate person in the world, right? I'm sorry for that.
Theo, you articulated correctly, especially when you say this right here. If it walks like a duck, if it talks like a duck, if it quacks like a duck, it's a duck, brother.
But the issue is that those two parameters there of walking, looking, and quacking like a duck, that's going to be like worship and belief in some supernatural power.
But this is what I'm trying to say, because we have scientific definitions of things, right? Like things are inherent. We have a colloquial definition like theory. People take theory colloquially to be a hypothesis. Oh, that's just your guess, right? That's just your theory, right? But scientifically, it's an explanation of a body of facts, right? That's what they use that definition for. I'm trying to propose an advancement in sociology. We don't have a sociological definition of religion that fits all of the religions that we see, right? So it would be easier to have some type of criterion to base it. I'm putting forward a criterion. You would have to tell me what is wrong with this criterion and why atheism applying to it suddenly makes it bad. That just means that atheism is not something we didn't think it was before.
Literally, if you just define the criterion as a propositional attitude towards the claim or the proposition God exists, atheism would be a religion.
That's not what I'm saying the criterion is. The criterion is it's wrapped up in the axiomatic nature. That's what the Romans were trying to get at when they said religio was to tie or to bind.
Atheists
right?
don't agree on axioms. I can promise you, you can find a difference between me and Planet Peterson, me and 4chan and atheism, and me and Kofi and me and Kale. You'll find axioms we disagree on. So I don't want to mean is to have some agreed upon axiomatic nature.
But y'all agree on the rejection of the God axiom.
That's not an axiom.
And then on top of that, right, that's one criterion, and then there's three other criterions, right? Three others. Because it's wrapped in an axiomatic framework, right? The axiom is the framework upon which the other three exist in. This would be the ontological claim, what we are, what exists, what is, right? The metaphysical claim about the things that we can't see and interact with. And then a claim on how we know about both of these things. Right, which atheists do have. Y'all all have it, right? Like we went through us talking to y'all literally proves my point because y'all have shared and conferred on beliefs. Yeah, y'all have differed on some. Me and Justin differ on some beliefs, but we're both Christians. Me and Risen differ on some beliefs, but we're both Christians. Y'all differ on some beliefs, but y'all are all atheists and y'all have a framework.
If you try to categorize all beliefs into some some framework and the parameters of it are conducive of beliefs themselves, then you're going to just dilute the entire idea of what that category entails because you're going to have no distinction between what a belief and what is not a belief. So evidently, under your framework, atheists are going to hold to some religious values. But the question then entails, what is the distinction between an atheist and a theist that is conducive of this category? Because this category you're giving me that you've given me just says that everyone that has these propositions, which is everyone, by the way, irrespective of what they have, they're going to have some attitudes because of those three parameters you gave me.
Right.
All you've done is just said there is no distinction between that and someone that doesn't believe. Because someone that doesn't believe doesn't exist.
You're getting it.
So what is that? If your definition is that everyone believes in something, therefore they're religious, then that is just trivial and it gets me nowhere.
No, that's not. It's not specifically no. that. It's that we have.
I see another problem in this, but I'll wait.
A way of explaining creation. That's not just a belief like, oh, there's a remote on my table. No, that remote on your table doesn't explain the world around you or creation, right? So we're not just saying what someone believes. Everyone has a belief. We're saying that everybody has a definition of a God, and everybody adheres to a certain way of living that either respects that or rejects that.
Does that entail everyone is religious?
Yes.
Okay, so
they're trying to say that scientism is a religion, by the way.
But how do you discern
no religion
at that point? If everyone's religious,
you're giving because you're giving it to science. Science is your God. Science just miraculously, and nature just miraculously creates.
So this is the fundamental argument.
The definition is obviously conclusive of just like a universal definition. Everyone is complicit to this definition. Everyone has some fucking belief. It just seems
give me an atheist who
redundant
doesn't think that who doesn't believe in its infinite regress?
Me. I'm an infinitist.
Okay, so how did the universe begin? Go ahead.
I believe in the Liebig-O-N model. I promise you we do not want to get into that. The Liebig-O-N model. I promise you, you do not want to get into this.
I promise you probably can't even explain
this. But this is what I'm trying to say.
There is higher order derivatives that are functions of
time. Hold up. Let's. My bad. My fault. Let's refocus. I know. You did, Risen. You chef, for real. You be cooking.
No,
you be cooking.
I love Risen, but I promise you, in the last 30 minutes, he has not said anything useful.
Okay. Listen.
And that's why you're always.
It's because you're ignoring the other criterion. Right? It's not just one criterion. It's not just having this belief. If you wanted to reductio to absurdity, yeah, sure. That's what I'm saying, right? Everybody has a belief, therefore everybody has a religion. Sure, right? But it's not just that, because it distinguishes itself from like a political ideology. A political ideology is also a belief, but a political ideology is not a religion, because it does not answer to what is. Yeah, it doesn't answer to what is, and it doesn't tell you how you know things, right? But it is an ideology and a philosophy you can have, right? What I'm saying is that religion is that foundational philosophy that makes everything else of you, and then we add all of this other stuff up, then you get your politics and everything else, right? But your religion is how you know things, how you know what you're saying things are, and you know the metaphysical things, like if love exists and morals and stuff like that.
Well,
every group of people, every person has this.
Peterson has something to say. Peterson has something to say in there. He found an issue in there. I'll let him go.
Yeah,
I still want him to explain his worldview, because you know we have.
Peterson, you said you found an issue because I don't know what I presented. What was it you were saying?
Yeah, it sounds... Oh, no, not with what you presented, but with the way host is describing that if you hold these three things, you're a member of a religion. So, like, host, are you a young earth creationist, for example? No? Okay. Are you, like, a presuppositionalist? No.
Everyone is a presuppositionalist.
Yeah, who's not a
I hate that comment. Who isn't? They're just trying to accommodate axioms to presuppositions. Just Karen.
I know. So the problem I have with this is there are going to be Christians that have a different worldview than some. Can you please not interrupt me? Also, I'm talking to the host. There are going to be Christians who are young earth creationists, who are presuppositionalists, and then there are going to be Christians who aren't. There are going to be Christians who think the tag argument is the ultimate explanation for certain things. There are going to be Christians who aren't. So by the way you're defining this, it sounds like these Christians aren't part of the same religion, because they have different... You take those three fundamentals or foundationals or whatever, and they're going to have different attitudes about it, which means they can't all be Christians. Which means a Christian is only whatever you are.
And see, that's what, and that's
what a Christian is.
Yeah, and see, that's what I'm talking about, right? Is because we do, right? And then Christian is a specific ideology within the whole totality of this category called religion, right? Yeah, and I gave that exact example, the one that you used, Peterson. That exact example that you used, I said exactly that to support my argument. I'm like, Justin and I have things that we disagree with. Risen and I have things that we disagree with, but we're all still Christians. Just like atheists, they'll have things that they disagree with, but they're all still atheists, right? It doesn't exclude that they have just because they have, right? It's not only the specifics, right? Because we're talking about a general category, right? Risen is a different type of Christian than I am.
It seems like a red herring.
Justin is a different kind.
It seems like a red herring.
Can I tell you, can I restate the problem I have with this?
Why is it a problem at all? This is like a red herring.
It's not. If a religion is a belief that takes a specific position on those three foundational things, then if you have if two people do not have the same three foundational things, they're not part of the same religion. Christians have different takes on those three things. No, so they're not Christians by this definition.
But that's the thing. No, they don't, right? So all Christians agree that God exists. We all accept...
What are your specific positions on the three so we can be more clear?
Right. I'll show you. All Christians. There's not going to be a single Christian, right, that is going to say God does not exist. All Christians say that God exists, right? So that is the axiom. They all accept the God axiom. Now, their epistemology, how do they know things?
Okay.
Divine revelation. All Christians are going to say they know things because God revealed it, right? Or God showed it, God demonstrated it.
I've met several that don't.
Wait, really? So God didn't create that information for them. So how do they? How would they know that God existed? Right, exactly.
They don't take that universal stance.
Yeah, so we would need to bring them in instead of the hearsay, and we would need to see where they get where they gather that, because what we have is an objective stance.
What's the third thing?
Why are you always trying to glaze over when I penetrate your impenetrable shield? So like, let me just get
Jesus
get
by that. Christ, dude. Do not glaze over that. Talking about penetrating and glazing me. I do not consent.
Buy this, okay? Look, that's your mindset, man. That's that's all up to you.
Give me a second.
You're the one that said it.
Hold up, Peterson.
We can tell what your internet history has in it. So anyway,
give me a second. Hold up. Let me say this. Let me just get out the three. Hold up. Stop. I don't know.
Yeah, there's. We're missing the third.
Let me get out the three. No, because we only got to two so far. Let me get out the other two, right? Risen, you can go, and then Peterson, you can give your rebuttal. Now it is, because we got to the God axiom, right? That's the axiomatic. Yeah. We got to
if
your
you got
epistemology.
You got to two out of three, and you have two to go. That's a problem in math.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
Oh my goodness, it's not three; it's two out of four, right? Because it's all four of the categories. That's what I'm saying. All four of the criteria. So what is we saying? Okay. Now it's ontological, right? Like, how do they have claims about what is, right? They claim the supernatural exists. They claim that Jesus is God, right? That is a physical claim about the world and what is and is not, right? And then on the last bit of it, metaphysical claims. Well, we claim things such as logic is grounded in God, right? It's rooted in this in the God claim. That's how we all think. Now we might have different arguments and supportings of these things, but at the end of the day, this is what we are affirming.
If
right?
atheists don't
it's
ground
our religion
logic,
reduced down to basics.
Yeah, then those are three. Then those are different religions.
It wouldn't be different religions. No. Because it's about the general grouping, right? It's not about the specifics. The specifics
the general grouping
would
of
make
religion
it a denomination, right? But that's what I'm trying to say. There is
but
religion.
Most people would agree with
you
on most things there, that you have all four categories. They're religious.
Yes.
And then you would have some Unitarian Christian that
accommodates all four,
but disagrees with your categories.
No Muslim is going to say that they know things. No Muslim is going to say claims like Christ is God, right? So this is what I'm trying to say.
So the category... I claim Christ is God.
They're so hurt right now.
I know. Listen. It's not that, right? It's not that we're claiming that religion is the overarching category, right? You can have a Republican, but you can have a Republican who's also a conservative. Then you could go a Republican who's also a conservative... who's also, he's a conservative Republican who's also a communist. I don't know how that works, but you know, you get more and more specific down the line. This is what I'm trying to say. So you have a religion, which is the general category. It's the set that contains the other sets, right? And then you go down and then Christianity would be one set that contains other sets inside of it, right? Which would be what we call denominations. And those denominations have sects, right? Mm-hmm. This is a categorization of order. The same thing is happening with atheists, is just that we have this one category. It could be a sect onto its own right now. But when you start getting into it, I'm pretty sure there's other denominations and sects of atheism, right? And that's all you're just saying. All I'm hearing is that you guys are special pleading for atheism not to be included in this.
Can I say something real quick? Because prior, I think in the conversation or the dialectic, I think you gave three categories, and having some sort of stance within those three categories makes you have a religion.
It's four now, apparently.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just gonna stick with
four. Yeah, I changed it to four, and yeah, I missed what the fourth was.
I
think it's some
God axiom, but I'm gonna disregard that one. So it was the ontic, the metaphysical, and the epistemological.
I said it was four criteria. I've said it was four criteria from the very beginning.
But hold on, okay, right? Okay.
It is four criteria until.
No, you said three.
I love it, brother. Hold on.
No, stop. I did not. You know how I know? No,
yes,
I did not. No, I did not. You know why I know I did not?
Yes,
no,
you did.
I did not. It would be claims on how we know things, claims of what we are, and it would be claims on the metaphysical wrapped up in a axiomatic framework. So it has to be foundational to who you are or to your beliefs as a whole. On the rejection of the God axiom, that's what we're talking
about.
Yeah,
that's not an axiom. That's not that.
And then on top of that,
we just have
right,
a negative
religion,
attitude.
Wait, and then on top of that, right, that's one criterion, and then there's three other criterions, right? Three others. Because it's wrapped in an axiomatic framework, right? The axiom is the framework upon which the other three exist in. This would be the ontological claim, what we are, what exists, what is, right? The metaphysical claim about the things that we can't see and interact, quote-unquote, interact with. And then a claim on how we know about both of these things.
What are your specific positions on the three so we can be more clear?
Right. I'll show you. All Christians. There's not going to be a single Christian, right, that is going to say God does not exist. All Christians say that God exists, right? So that is the axiom. They all accept the God axiom. Now, their epistemology, how do they know things?
Okay.
Divine revelation. All Christians are going to say they know things. Because God revealed it, right? Or God showed it, God demonstrated it.
I've met several that
really?
Don't.
Let me get out the three. No, because we only got to two so far. Let me get out the other two, right? No, I did not. Understand that I'm not stupid. I'm not dumb.
No one said you
were. This argument, stop.
Nobody said you were.
I know. I'm not saying that, right? And then you don't have to say it directly to say something. You can insinuate things. Anywho, I'm not dumb. I am not crazy. I am not misremembering anything, right? I have said this argument multiple times, and I have refined it through debate.
Right, Rizzo, would you say that he said four to begin with?
Stop. No, I did not. Stop. You're confusing me. If y'all interrupt me one more time, look, Dingo, I love y'all. But if y'all interrupt me one more time to confuse my words and make me have a Freudian slip, I'm going to just kick you so I can get out what I'm going to say. Right, I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to play this game. So like I said, I have said this argument hundreds to possibly even thousands of times. I know what I was saying. I have told you when I was arguing with you that there was always four criteria because I was saying you were focusing on one criteria and trying to say that that's my whole argument. And all Peterson did was flip the reverse and focus on the three criteria and ignored the one and tried to say that that's my whole argument. From the very beginning, I was always talking about four. But as I've said to you guys before that y'all not factoring in, I use y'all definitions of words. Right. So when he said criteria, I knew that he was talking about the other three things. I was not talking. I didn't get a chance to because I was talking to you about it. So he had a different point. I already saw this. I'm pointing this out. I've always said four. And when y'all questioned me on it, I corrected it every single time. And I said, I'm talking about four criteria. And you said, if you're talking about two out of if you're saying that you have two things left in three, then that doesn't make any sense. And I said, no, it was always four. I said this multiple times. I'm not going to use your fancy little atheist mind games on me and think I'm going to question my reality. You're not going to gaslight me. I refuse to be manipulative. Refuse. Anywho.
Look, I was
Peterson,
going to go
like somewhere. I said. Go ahead, Kobe.
Yeah, I just wanted to finish my point. I'll be very succinct and quick here. So look, what I was trying to say is when you put out those four categories, like to be a religion means to have some sort of stance given these four categories, the God axiom, metaphysics, ontics, and epistemology. So that's the overarching. So I think when we're talking about a specific type of religion, given Christianity, right, I think those four foundational things would have to be the same. And given I've had many Christians construe to me on the epistemology that they can just come through that through the natural world, not special revelation. So that would be
okay.
An issue.
Yes, and you got to also understand, right? We're talking about two belief systems interacting with each other. Are they saying this because they genuinely believe that they cannot come to this through God? Or are they saying this because they're talking to an atheist who is saying that they don't believe in God because they only believe in the natural world, and they're trying to demonstrate to you how they can come to the same truth through the natural world, right? That's not telling me what they believe. This is why Risen, rightly so, told y'all to stop doing with the hearsay and talk about what y'all believe, because we're talking about something that can be applied on a third party. If I was watching that, right, I would be able to explain it to you exactly, but I haven't seen it, right? Well, I'm not seeing their arguments. I'm explaining to you a process that you're supposed to take and then go see what I'm saying, right? Go taste and see, like Jesus tells me.
All I'm saying is, operating within the given like construal of religion, I'm saying I see some error given the conversations I've had, right? I'm saying what you've said to be a religion, right? I'm taking it to be a part of the same religion means you are going to have the same stances on these foundational, integral things, right? But I've had people who would say they're Christian. Now, what that means, given this semantic usage of religion, means that they must have the same four foundations. But one of those, given epistemology, is they're not having the same one. They don't use special revelation. And I'm not saying they're using that because they're talking to an atheist. No, this is what they believe.
How do you know that they're not using that because they're talking
Atheist? Because I'm asking them about their view. I'm not asking them, how would you try to get an atheist to understand the view? I'm asking you, what do you believe? And they say, I would come to know of God given reason through the natural world, not special revelation. Boom, like that's
okay.
Gonna be
okay. Now listen.
I would just go to the very first one.
I could also say, quite frankly, they're saying the natural world is the special revelation, because they would not have the ability to have this knowledge without God. If I was there and I was able to question them according to my method, you would see exactly how they believe the exact same things as other Christians, right? They're just expressing it differently. What you're seeing is a difference in expression, not a difference in belief, because at the end of the day, God is their foundation. And if they are a Christian and using the Bible, right, which is really where we have falsification criterion for somebody being a Christian. You can't just claim it and then you are. We can actually see it. And if they're saying something that's unscriptural or undoctrinal, we have all rights to kick them out of the group called Christian, because they're not, right? This is how I know what a Christian is versus what an atheist is.
There you go. That's what I said earlier.
But no, you're saying that they're different. But
Christians don't believe all these things. Therefore, they're not Christians.
No,
and then you just agreed.
You did not.
That you said we kick them out and we call them not Christians.
No, you did not.
That's what you did. Yes, I did do that. And then you did that.
No, we did not do the same thing.
It's not.
We did not do the same thing.
Yes, absolutely.
The symmetry.
And you did say three.
The symmetry breaker, I did not. I did not say three in the context that you're saying.
You
did. I didn't say three in the context.
This will go on YouTube tomorrow and you can see it.
I'll look at it on YouTube tomorrow. Awesome. So anyways, like I was saying, the falsification criterion is not a falsification criterion, as in to say, because I believe Jesus is three in one, and somebody believes that Jesus is only is the God the Father too, that they both can't be Christian. It's things saying like Jesus is Satan's brother, right? Like things that are blatantly false, not what how we express the fact that there's God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. No. That's what I'm trying to say. There's a symmetry breaker.
Can I ask you a quick question?
Go ahead.
Do you think the filioque is true?
Say yes. Catholicism is based.
Host, do you think the filioque is true?
I don't know that word. I'm going to be honest with you.
Do you think that the Holy Spirit proceeds from the Father and the Son, or just the Father?
That's exactly what I was talking. That sounds like exactly what I was talking about between what I was saying with the Trinity view and other doctrinal views, right? The point is that none of those views.
I'm just looking for a yes or no.
It doesn't matter because it's not that deep.
I'm not going to give you a yes or no
because your question is not relevant to what I was saying. If anything, it was demonstrating what I'm talking about. All of those, right? Whether I take to the filioque or not, right? Neither one of those views are contradictory to scripture. If somebody is saying something contradictory to scripture, such as you can go around enslaving people when God said not to do that, that is what would kick them kicked out as a Christian.
No, he did not ever say that. In fact, he gave instructions on who you're allowed to enslave.
So I'm gonna do the same thing too.
He gives instructions for slavery and how to trick people to become your slaves and how to make their children your property for life.
We're gonna do that, right? Stop going on.
Now you're just lying.
No, I'm not. We're not going to do that.
You should read the Bible.
We're not
going
to do that. We're not going to get into another discussion. You already don't understand the first things that I'm saying. Let's not get into.
No, I'm done talking to you.
Stick with what I'm saying, because if this is going on YouTube,
we're not, because you're too dishonest.
I'm going to make sure. Put this part in, because if this is not on YouTube, I'm going to put it on YouTube, right? And I'm going to show that you're going to lie.
Still recording, sweetie.
I'm going to show that you're going to lie to all of your peoples. So
what did I lie about?
Stop. You are not talking on the...
What was the lie I told?
You are not talking on the top.
Stop! What was the lie I told?
Exactly.
What lie did I tell?
Please, I want to see it on YouTube.
Oh, the gaslighting.
I want to see it on YouTube. I want to see you act like this on YouTube.
What lie did I tell?
I want to see it. This is going to be so funny, and I know you're not going
to
do it.
What lie did I tell?
Let me get to it. Stop saying that, and let me get to it. Shut up. Thank you. Beautiful. Silence. Stay on mute, by the way.
Literally still waiting.
Stay on mute, by the way. Stay on mute.
Still waiting.
You can wait.
You're gonna do anything. Still waiting.
Stay on mute. All right. You can wait in the comments. I'll bring you back up when I'm done talking. You can wait in the comments. I'll bring you back up when I'm done talking. So, like I was saying, right? Not El Host. I keep getting interrupted. So, the lie is in your presentation. Not all lies are directly verbatim stated. For example, a CIA agent can have a lie about being named Martha and tell you all the truths about Martha, right? And that's true. She actually does work at the paper mill. She actually does do all of this because all of the paper says that. But that person is not Martha, right? That's what we call a performative contradiction. It's something shown in the behavior, right? You're talking about something irrelevant, saying as if it's on the same topic. Slavery in the Bible has nothing to do with the point of what I was trying to get at. It is a non sequitur, right? It is lying about my position. It is lying about my presentation. And it's lying about what it says in the Bible, because you don't understand it in the offset. I don't even know until I finish.
So to be clear, I never told a lie, by your own admission.
You did.
You and your zesty lies, host, that's not very Christian of you.
What's not very Christian of me?
For you to say that I lied and then not be able to back up your claim, meaning you lied.
No, that doesn't.
You just moved the goalpost and redefined it. Well, you lied in the way you did your presentation. Mm-hmm.
You lied in how you're acting. Yes, it's called a lie in behavior, right? Because language is not just, communication is not just about the words you say. It's about the tonality. It's about the pace. It's about the even the articulation, the words you choose, right? And also the main thing about it is behavior, the way you act. All of those things can be telling the truth, right? Or something you actually think is true, and you lie in one of those, the whole thing is a lie. Right. It's a very highly advanced manipulation tactic that's shown in people who tend to do networking and interconnectivity. So you would see it in the highly advanced fields, or you would see it on places like YouTube and TikTok. Like, I'm not new to this.
Did God say stick an awl through the ear of your slave and they'll become your slave for life?
Irrelevant. Irrelevant. Yes, demon. Speak, demon. Showed you, because you
holy
can't keep
fucking
on track.
Shit. Maybe you should read the Bible, like, for once in your life.
That. I read the Bible. We wasn't talking about that. Speak, demon. Look how he laughs.
God, there's no slavery in the Bible. God doesn't say you can do slavery. Here's the way God instructed how to make a slave out of somebody for the rest of their life. That's irrelevant.
Let me ask you something.
Theo.
This fucking Carl Anthony Towns motherfucker and his biblical lies. Oh man, this is hilarious. Goodbye.
Is somebody who is volunteering themselves into indentured servitude. So that's ironic.
No, it isn't.
Someone is volunteering themselves to be an indentured servant.
It also says you can make children of inherited property slaves for life.
You were just laughing.
Children of slaves don't consent to become slaves.
And now you're moving on to the next thing. Now, if a child is not entailed in
God
that,
says you can make
agreement,
children slaves for life. Children don't consent to being really children don't consent
so
to
if
being
a child
slaves.
Is not under that same umbrella, then that if a child is not under that same umbrella, then that child is going to be what, outside of the camp just whole life. What's
he has risen just advocated for child slavery, everybody. What else are they gonna do? You're an actual piece of shit. Go fuck yourself.